Daf is Daf Nun Gimel. We got to the last two lines of Nun Beis and Nun Beis. The Gemara had been discussing the lachas of being mevatel and of a dezara of yourself, of a chavero, of a akum, of Yisrael. And the Gemara had quoted the statement of Rav Hillel Berei, the Rebbe, who was Rebbe Valos. So now the Gemara is giving other examples, or other really instances, where they thought the statement fell on. Meaning what? So Gemara says the last two lines here, Ikad Masnit and Masnitsin La, for those who taught the statement of Rav Hillel, are safe on the safe of the bright of the Mishnah. So what does the Mishnah say in the Seifa? Yisrael Einu Mevatel Avodas Kochavim Shel Oved Kochavim. A Yid is not able to be Mevatel in Avodah Zara of a non-Jew. Where's the Pshita? Of course not. If a Yid can't be Mevatel his own Avodah Zara, so then certainly he can't be Mevatel in Avodah Zara of a non-Jew. So the Gemara says that Chiddush, that line, is explained by Amar Rav Hillel, Berei, the Rabbi Valos, is referring to Lo Nitzacha Ela Sheyesh Leba Shutvus. It's talking about a situation where the Shutvus, meaning what? Kamash Milan Yisrael Hu Dilo Mevatel Dovid Kochavim Va'ovid Kochavim Dinafshe Mevatel. So we know a Yid can't be Mevatel's own Avodah Zarah. And we know a Yid can't be Mevatel Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew either. So let's say the Jew and non-Jew both have Shutvus over Avodah Zarah. So now the Yid can't be Mevatel his own Chelek. You would think maybe the Goy can't be Mevatel his Chelek either, since it's in partnership with a Yid. So the din is that no, even though the Yid can be Mevatel his Chelek, the Goy can be Mevatel his Chelek. So Yisharim asks the question, this doesn't make any sense. If you have one statue here, and I have 50%, and I can't be Mevatel my part, and a Goy has 50%, and he's Mevatel his part, what good is it? Either way, it's still half of Avodah Zarah. What are you going to do with it? So some Rishon explained that it's referring to where I had, let's say, the hands were mine and he owned the legs, where there was a distinct part of the Avodah Zarah that was owned by me versus him. So if he's Mevatel the hands, which he owns, so even though the legs are owned by the Jew, I can be Mevatel, at least the hands can be broken off and be sold as a Davar Chol. That's one explanation. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim. They say, wait a second, if I own the legs and he owns the hands, that's not Shutvus. He has a certain part, I've got a different part. That's not called Shutvus. So they create other scenarios where there might be nafkaminas, where the goy is mevatel his part, whereby the Jew is not mevatel his part.
So then telling them what they actually serve? They serve the whole idol, makes no nafkamina, it's just the hands of the...
Well, we're talking about what they own. So even if someone serves it, that doesn't give it an isser.
It's not considered bittul if it's still...
No, the halach is a bittul. No, that's fine. I mean, the halach is a bittul. If a non-Jew owns it, even though I might serve it as the Jew, if he owns it, there's bittul. If I own it, even though he might serve it, the ownership by a Jew doesn't have bittul. Doesn't depend on who's worshiping. It depends on who owns it. Gemara now says four lines down in Nun Gimel Amun Aleph. Ika de Masnila. Others teach the statement of Revolus on the following, on a brisa, a different brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya Omer Avodas Kochavim Shel Yisrael, and Avodas are owned by a Yid. Ein la b'teila olamis. Can never be batel, that's a lacha we know. So, my olamis, what do you mean olamis? Just simply say ein la b'teila. And I know that means it doesn't work, ever. What's olamis adding that it can't be ever batel? So, Amar Rav Hillel Berei D'Rav Avolus, lo nitzacha ela sheish la avoda la obed kochavim ba shutvis. It's talking about a situation where there's shutvis. Kamash Milan the Yisrael Adaita the Nafshi Palach. We mentioned yesterday that there's a Shaila when Yisrael is with Shutvis, with a non-Jew, is he Moshech Acha the non-Jew? Whatever the non-Jew does, the Jew does, or he's viewed as an independent party. So you would think, since a Jew and non-Jew have Shutvis in this Avodah Zarah, so if the guy is Mevatel his part, well, maybe the Jew will follow suit and also his part will be Mevatel as well. Kamash Milan, even though a Jew is owning in partnership, the Jew can never be mevatel. Meaning what? Certainly if the Jew exclusively owns Avodah Zarah, certainly bittul doesn't work. But even if a Jew owns a Avodah Zarah along with a non-Jew, even in that case, still, a Yid does not have the ability to be mevatel his chelek. So there are three different scenarios where they think that the statement of Rav Hillel is going on. Okay, new mission now. Misha tells us, Keta Mevatla, how does one Mevatel a Avodah Zarah? We've been talking about this for quite some time now. How exactly do you do this? So the Gemara Misha explains, Kata Rosh Azna, you cut off the tip of its ear, Rosh Chodmo, the tip of its nose, Rosh Etzba, the tip of its finger, or Pach Sa'afa Pishal Chisra, you smash its face, you flatten the face without actually causing any stones to fall off, or Bitla, that's Bitla, that works, that's Bitla. Rok Bifanev, you spit in front of the face, Hishim b'fanef, one urinates in the face of the Avodah Zarah, or a Gara, you drag it, or a Zarkba, it's a Tsoa, you throw Tsoa at it, all these items, hareizu, eina betelam, has to be where you're changing part of the guf of the Avodah Zarah. Doing something to it, throwing something, doesn't work. Has to be where you remove, you take off some of the statue. That works. There's a machlokes rishon. Let's say a person, not just the one occasion he spits at it, or not one occasion hishin, but let's say they regularly, they use this as a bathroom, let's say, other than Baal Pa'or. There is a machlokes, if they use it betetiris, the Ritva says, hishin befaneh doesn't work if it happens one time. But if they regularly hishin, or regularly throw tzoa at it, then it would be batel. The Miri argues and says, across the board, this is not a way to be mevatel avodah zarah, even if they use it as a toilet, it doesn't work to be mevatel the avodah zarah until they remove some of the statue.
We had that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we had it at the bathhouse, and they used it on
bath.
Yeah, they had that. Yeah, that you say yes, so they used it, right?
Right, and they said that they use it constantly.
That's a raya for the Ritva, and the Miri rejects this raya. He said, I forget what the rejection is, but they do discuss this Gemara. I forget why he rejected. Let's see. They say the Miri says in that case of the bathhouse, the bathroom was made initially for that purpose, so it never really had a chalos avodah zarah in the first place. It was made really as a bathroom. As opposed to something that's made as an idol, then they try changing to the bathroom. That doesn't work according to the Miriam. But that Gemara, where initially it was made for a bathroom, so never had a chalos of Avodah Zarah in the first place. The Mishnah now says the end here, Machra, let's say you sell the Avodah Zarah, Mashkina, or you take out a loan and you use it as collateral, so that's a machlokas tonight, and whether that works is bittel. Rebbe Omer, bittel, Chacham Omerim, lo bittel, it does not work. Okay, there's a machlokas in the poskim, whether or not covering the face up, flattening the face works only for a big idol, but let's say there's a small idol. Some posts can say even just removing a little bit of it is enough, just hitting in the nose. And what does that mean? Look at this first Gemara here. The Gemara says, Kilo Pascha, b'may bitla. Kilo Chisra, rather. If lo Chisra, my butla. The Mishnah says, if you flatten the face, but know that none of the rocks, none of the stones fall out, nothing chips off, how you mevatel it? So Amar Bezeira, Shepachsa Bifaneh, Rashi explains here that Kilkul Tsurasa, you flatten the entire face, it has no image anymore, even though nothing fell off, flattening the whole image, that's enough to passel the statue. Now, so some Rishonim say, this applies whether it's a big statue or a small statue. Others say, no, this din only applies to a big statue. A small statue, if I just knock off a flatten just the nose enough, that's recognizable in a small statue. I don't have to flatten the entire face. That's a machlokas in the post. So the Gemara now says, Rakak bifaneh, let's say you spit in the face of the idol, or vihishin bifaneh, or you urinate. Menahan imila, how do you know that doesn't work? So the Gemara says, Amar chizkiyah, damar kala, the pasuk says, Vaya ki yirev, when a person was hungry, viskatse, if he got very angry that he was hungry, vikil b'malko be'lohav, he cursed his king, he cursed his gods, upane lamala, he looked above. Then what does it say afterwards? Because if this apostle that's found in Yeshayahu, then it's written afterwards, Vil Eretz Yabit, he looked down at the ground, Vihine Tzara, the image was there, Vichashecha. So what do you see here? The Afagav to kill Malko Ve'elohav, even though he cursed the king and the gods, Ufanim Lamal, he looked away from the gods. In the end of the day, El Eretz Yabit, he looked down at the ground where the Tzura was, where that image was, even though he cursed, even though he did these disgusting things and was Hishtin Alav, still in the end of the day, he was not Mevatel the Avodah Zarah and gave it attention after the fact. Okay, the Gemara now says, going weiter, as follows. Machra o Mashkina, Rebbe Omer Bittel, and Chacham Omer Lo Bittel. If you sell the Avodah Zarah, or you have it as a collateral, Rebbe thinks it does work Bittel, that is a Bittel, Chacham hold, it's not Bittel. So comes along Zeiri Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe Yirmiya Bar Abba Amar Rav. Chad Amar, one of them holds, Machlokes Bitzarif Oved Kochavim. This is whole Machlokes is when you sell it to a non-Jewish, how do you define Tzarif again?
Smelter.
So that would be a machlokas, whether that would be bittul. If I sell it to this smelter, this a non-Jew who could refashion it, there's a machlokas whether bittul works. About b'tzorif yisof, I sell it to a Jewish smelter, then divya kol bittul definitely does work. Why? Because when you sell it to a Jewish smelter, so then he's vade going to change it. He's vade going to remove the statue. That's vade bittul. When you sell it to a non-Jewish smelter, you don't know if he's going to change it or not change it. So there's a machlokas. Rebbe assumes he might change it and will no longer be a Avodah Zarah, so it's batel. Chacham hold, no. If you're selling to a non-Jew, he's going to still maintain it as being an Avodah Zarah. So it's a machlokas when selling to a Tzarif Oved Chachavim, but to a Tzarif Yisrael, it's vaday batel. That's one opinion. Chad Amar, the other holds. B'tzorif Yisrael machlokas. It's a machlokas even if you sell to a Jewish smelter. So Gemara wants to know, so if it's a tzorif Yisrael machlokas, what's the halacha according to this man Damar when you sell to tzorif Akum? So Ibar Yehud, the Gemara asks, b'tzorif Yisrael, when you sell to a Jewish smelter, machlokas, that's a debate whether bitul works or doesn't. Aval, but if you sell to tzorif Obed Kochavim, divra kol lo bitul. This opinion thinks if you sell to a non-Jew, though, it's definitely not batel. He definitely will keep it as an avodah zara. O Dilmer, perhaps bein bezeh bein bezeh machlokas. Maybe the second man damer who holds when you sell to a Jew, it's a machlokas. He may also agree if you sell to a non-Jewish tzorif, it's also a machlokas whether bittul works or doesn't work. So the Gemara explains from the following raya. Tashma. Damer Rebbe. Rebbe comes along and says, Niren devarai kishemachra l'machavla. Rebbe holds, I think I'm correct in that it's batel when you sell it to be chavla, like lashon chova b'chaver, when you come to destroy it. You sell to a Jew who's definitely going to destroy it, so then I'm correct that bittel works. And divrei chaver, I think my friends, the chachamim, are right, that's not bittel, shemachra le'ovda, when you sell to a non-Jew who's going to go ahead and serve it and not destroy the idol. So in the end of the day, the machlok is a bittel versus not bittel, depends on who you're selling it to. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, my lechavala, my leovda? Ilem, if we may take it literally, lechavala means lechavala mamish. You're selling it to a Jew who you know is 100% a rabbi. You're selling it to a rabbi who's for sure going to destroy it. So, and leovda means leovda mamish. You're selling it to a priest who's vavay going to serve it. So what's the machlokas here? Why would that be a debate? I mean, Rebbe says there's a machlokas in these cases. I just think the paskin this way in this case and the other way in the other case. But he still thinks he's a machlokas. So my time of demand are bittul. If you're selling to a non-Jew who's vada going to serve it, so why would anyone say bittul works? It wouldn't be bittul. The non-Jew is going to continue to serve it. And my time of demand are low bittul. And according to Chacham who holds bittul doesn't work, so why wouldn't it work? If I'm selling to a Jew who's vada going to destroy it, so vada bittul should work. Why would you think bittul doesn't work? So the Gemara tweaks this machlokas and says, Ella, lav lechavala, l'misha osir lechavala. Not that the non-Jew is going to vadai destroy it, rather the Jew is vadai going to destroy it. You're selling to a Jew where you don't know. It's safe to assume he's going to destroy it, but you don't know for sure. It's a suffix. And Manu, who is that? Who's a person that's also that maybe in the future is going to destroy it? Sorry if you throw. So that's when he thinks that he's correct, that when you sell to a Jew who possibly could destroy it, Rebbe thinks I'm correct that bittul does work. And when you sell to a person, lemisha asid leovda, you sell to a non-Jew who's potentially going to continue to serve it, but not vandai, umanu who's at a tzarif ove kochavim, so then Rebbe thinks that most likely chachamim are correct, that ain't a bittul since you're selling to a non-Jew. So now setting up the case this way, shmamina, we see from all of this, however, bein bezeh machlokas. It's a machlokas either way. So right now, both Rebbe and Chacham have a machlokas, whether you sell to Yisrof Yisrael and sell to Tzorif Akum, there is a debate. Now Rebbe thinks he's suggesting had a paskin, but they are debating in both scenarios whether selling to Tzorif Yisrael or to Tzorif Akum, and that answers that Ibar Yilu.
So that would mean that according to Chacham, the Jew cannot buy
The Jew cannot...
The smelter cannot buy the... Because it's not for sure that he's... Meaning, does it depend on the person who buys it, or does it depend on the person who sells it? Let's say a Jew says, okay, I'm buying it to destroy, to melt it.
If he destroys it, so then that destroying itself, I'm not sure what the halacha is.
But the fact that the goy doesn't know if he's going to do it, he might be asked to buy it, because that means that the goy wasn't yet...
we'll be asked to buy it, it'll be asked for him to use it.
To
get a nod from it, correct. Right. So I think it does depend on the intention of this seller, what he has, because he owns
right.
it. Because he has the right
to... He has to say, okay, you know what, now it's battle because he's for sure going to destroy
correct,
it. So
right.
it's irrelevant what the Jew thinks
right.
about it.
I think so, yeah,
now,
I think
the
so.
Seller,
yeah.
Do you think the seller is concerned if he'll destroy it? The seller wants his money.
Yeah, but so he has the rights. He has the ownership and the rights since he created it to be battle. So then the Gemara says, lo, you can't bring a ride from that case here. The whole statement of Rebbe is completely misunderstood. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe really means to say, Niran devarai lechaverai. I think I'm correct over my friends. Kishemacha lechavala. When you sell to be destroyed, umanu, who is that? Tzarif Yisrael. You sell to a Jewish smelter, so then I think I'm correct that bittul works. Because when the non-Jew sells it, he thinks the Jew is going to destroy it. Shaf chaveira, because even my chaveira, even my chachamim agree, they only argue, lo nechalku ela alai ela kishamach ala ovda. They only have debate when you're selling to a tzarev akum. Avala chavala modalibo. When you sell to a Jew who's going to chavala, going to destroy it, even they'll agree to me that bittul does work. So there is no riot from the statement of Rebbe whether or not the machlokis is not only about a tzarev Yisrael, but even a tzarev akum. That's still an open question. Mar asks a question now, Meisivei. Last few lines of the page here. Meisivei halokeach, grutos mina ovde kochavim, grutos, Rashi explains, are shivrei ksafim, pieces of silver. So a person, let's say, buys a piece of silver from a non-Jew. Umatza behen avodas kochavim, and among the silver pieces, he finds some avodas are imaj lo nasan maos. Let's say, before he ever paid for it, mashach, he pulled it, he did a mashicha. Yachzer, he could return it, because the sale wasn't final. But im mishenasan maos, if he paid the money already, mashach, he already did a mashicha, so then he's stuck with it, and he has to be yolech liyam hamelech, he has to throw it into the sea. So look what's going on here. Rashi explains here, if you look at Rashi seven lines up, it says, im ad shlo nasan maos mashach yachzer. If he didn't pay yet, he just took the silver, he could return it back, lo'ovid kochavim vipelenu, and let the goy be mevatelet. V'achar kach after, he's mevatelet, im yirta yikachenu mimenu, then he could buy it from him after the bittul works. V'yafagav the mashach, even though he did a mashicha on the silver, lo arminan avodas kochavim shel Yisrael hi v'eino betela. We don't say the mashicha works. Why? D'ha mashiach mashicha betela tzavi. It was a mistake. D'lo yada sheish behen avodas kochavim. He wouldn't have bought it had he known this avodas zara. So mashicha betela, it was never a good kinyan. So however, says Rashi, im mishen nosan maos, if he paid money for it, u'mashach, then he pulled it, yolech hanol yam hamelech, he has to throw it into the Dead Sea. Why? Vein rashai lachzira lo'ovid kocham. You can't return the sale. You can't undo the sale and take the money back. Why? Ulitom ha'osav, v'yafa gav the mashicha betalos. If he wasn't a mashicha betalos, and it should be a kinyan talos, mekach talos, it shouldn't work. Kevin diyav demei, since he paid money for it, ki hadar shaklin, when he takes the money back from the non-Jew, he returns it, mechse kimandim mizban. It looks like he's selling avodah zara back to non-Jew and taking money. You can't make hanah, even though that's not really what's going on, though. It appears that way, and therefore, once you paid money for it, the sale is considered final in the eyes of halacha, and you have to throw the avodah zara in the sea. So the Gemara now says, wait a second. Bishma, this all makes sense. Bitzar v'Yisrael machlokes. We're talking about where the Jew bought it. So for the Tzarev Yisrael's machlokes, hamani rabbanan, this is the rabbanan who hold that bittul doesn't work. Even though the non-Jew is selling to the Jew, there's no assumed bittul there, even though the Jew is buying it. So that's chachamim in the Mishnah, that even though machra, lo bittul. But ela iyamis bitzarev oved chachamim machlokes. If you assume the whole debate between Rebbe and chachamim is only when there's a non-Jewish smelter, avabitzarev Yisrael, if there's a Jewish smelter, the called bittul, it automatically does work. Hamani, how come he has to throw the water, the silver into the Yam HaMelech? It should be bittul. Gemara says shiny hasam. There is different. Why? The adaita de gutos zavin, adaita de avodas chachamim lo zavin. Look at Rashi, last few lines of the page here to explain here. Shiny hasam. This case is different. The high ovid chachamim adaita de ovid chachamim lo zavin. He didn't sell being aware that there's avodas zara there. Lo yada sheyesh sham avodas chachamim. Therefore, aval hecha the zavin of avodas chacham, when he was aware of the selling of avodas zara levada, then divya kol betela would work. So he just wasn't aware. You have to have das to be mevatel it. He did not have the das to be mevatel it. Now, one scenario the Gemara doesn't address here is, let's say he paid money but didn't do a mashicha. The Gemara says if he did mashicha without paying, you return it. If you did paid maos and also did a mashicha, sale is final. But let's say you paid money, but you didn't yet do a mashicha. What's the halacha in that case? Maos without mashicha. So the Rambam paskins, if you paid money, you didn't do mashicha yet, so then you're allowed to return it back because it's a mekach tos. That's how he paskins.
Right, and not like that, but the whole reason is that it looks like he's selling it to him. The fact that he never had possession, it doesn't look, nobody can know what he's selling.
Right, so but the problem
is there is no actual exchange of
because no item was changed. Right. So the Bach is not so he's not such a fan of this. He thinks it's all taloy on the mouth, it's all paying the money, even though it doesn't look like there's a sale there. But others seem to argue on this and agree with the Rambam that it has to be an exchange of both item and money. Okay. Let's go by turn the Gemara now. The Gemara says last two lines of the page here, Tanur Rabbanan. Lo ve'aleh, let's say you lend money using it as a collateral of some sort. Oshenofla lem apoles, or a building crumbles on top of it. Osha ganvua listim, or people rob the avodah zara. Osha nichu v'habaylim, or the owners had left it. V'halchlim didas hayam, they went overseas and then they left it behind. What's halacha in all these scenarios? Says the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis. Im asidin lachzor kilmechemis Yeshua. If they plan to return like the Amorim, like the non-Jews in the wars of Amalek, they planned them returning back, even though they didn't return back, but they planned on giving, meaning they weren't miyayish on it. The halacha is eina betela. We're going to get back to that line of Yeshua in just a second. But firstly, these different scenarios of, again, it falling down and it being left alone, why have to teach all these different examples? So the Gemara says two lines down here, tzrichu, needs to teach all these cases, because di tana lo vela, if you taught simply that you loaned money and you used avodah zarah as a mashkon, because since you didn't sell it, there's no bittul from the side of the guy. If a building crumbles on it, the fact that he didn't move over the rubble, so then ema bittul abala, maybe we could assume he was mabatal since he left all the avodah zarah beneath the building. No, even in that case, it's still not bittul. If you teach the case where the building crumbled upon it, Mishum desaver ha, the goy holds manachta koemas debeina lei shaklina lei. It's there. I know it's there below the building. And whenever I want, I'll remove away the rubble and I'll get it. So he left it. He wasn't mevatel. About ganvul listim, if the robber stole it, midilok kamahad their basa, he's not chasing after the listim. Doesn't that indicate betulei bala? He must have been mevatel. Tzricha, even in that case where the listim took it, he's hoping that he's going to get it back, or at least he's hoping the listim are going to continue to serve the avodah zarah. So he's not mevatel. E tana ganvul listim. If you taught just the case of the robber stealing the avodah zarah, mishum desaver, they felt in their mind the owner e ovid kochavim shakalei miflach palachle. If it's a non-Jew robber, he'll continue to serve it. So I'm not going to be mevatel my god. E Yisrael shakla. If it was a yid who stole it, I did the damel yekar, and since it's a very expensive statue, masbin leil over kochavim, he'll probably sell it to a non-Jew, make money, and that non-Jew, the owner, will then palachle will serve it. Aval hi nichu habaylim v'halchul medinas hayam. If the owners leave it behind and go overseas, midilo shakli b'hadai, the fact that they didn't take the statue with them, b'tulei bala, must be they don't care for it. Tzricha, even in that case, they're assuming they're going to eventually come back and not be mevatel the avodah zarah. Okay, now the Gemara says, going weiter, im asidin lachzor kemilchemes Yeshua inu betela. If they plan to return, like during the times of Yeshua, Gemara says, midei milchemes Yeshua mihadeh hadeh, no one returned. Yeshua killed everyone. Who is it referring to, those who returned from the times of Yeshua, the milchem of Yeshua? The Gemara explains, hachi kamar, im asidin lachzor, if they plan to return back, not that they actually did, but they planned on it. They hoped to return back, just like the all the non-Jews did, all the Canaanim did during the times of Yeshua. Harehu kimelchemes Yeshua. It's like the melchem of Yeshua, that there was no bittul on these avodah zarah. And that's why they had to get rid of everything throughout the land of Eretz Yisrael. Vein lebetela, there's no betela. So Gemara says, lam li lemitlei bimelchemes Yeshua. Why not be very clear? Why are we using Yeshua as a model for this halacha? So it must be that there's a din to teach us here. Mil sa'agav orchei kamashmalam. The Gemara is trying to teach us another halacha roundabout way from the stories of Yeshua. What's halacha we're learning? Ki ha d'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav Yisrael shezakav levena l'shachav asla. The Yid takes a brick and stands it upright with intention of bowing down, but before he gets a chance to, ba oved kochavim v'shachav asla, it comes along a guy and he bows down to it first, usr. It becomes usr. Minal. And how do we know the usr? How do we know the non-Jew has the right to be mevata to the usr? There's a klal we have that ein adam oser davar she'enu shalo. This is my brick, not his brick. How could he come along and oser my brick? I didn't do anything to it just yet. So the Gemara explains, how do we know that the goy could oser my own brick? Amar Reb Elazar kitchila shel Eretz Yisrael. Just like it worked in the beginnings of Eretz Yisrael during the 14 years of taking over the land and splitting the Shvatim up. How does that mean? Chalukas Aretz. Damar Rachman, the Torah says, v'ashereyem tisrefun be'esh, and you should burn all the Asherah trees throughout the land. Michti, Yerusha hilahem, me'avoseyem, ve'ein adam ozer davar she'enu shelo. This is our land. We received the land, Yeshua received the land from the Avos. So how could these non-Jews go around the land and start worshipping trees and ostering our trees? It doesn't make sense. They have no right to do that. So the Gemara says, v'mishim hanach d'meikara, if you're going to tell me, it's referring to the trees that were worshipped before Avram came, before Avram got it. There were many generations we know of people worshipping avodah zarah. So maybe that's before we were given the rights to the land. That's why these Asherah trees are usher. So Gemara says, well, bitula ba'al masagilu. You wouldn't have to burn the trees, because we know, I think Andrew was asking this question the other day, that if a Jew owns it, you can't be mevato. The only thing to do with an asher tree is to burn it. If a non-Jew owns it, so then bitta works. You don't need to burn it. So if we're going back to pre-Avram Avinu, and we're concerned that those non-Jews worship these trees, so bitta works. You don't have to burn them. So it must be referring to after Avram was given the Eretz Yisrael, and then the non-Jews went ahead and worshipped all these Asherah trees. So now it's our Asherah trees that we own that they ossered. They ossered our Asherah trees, like they ossered our brick. So how could that work? How do we have to, why do we have to burn it? How come Ein Adam Oser, Davar Shein Shalom? They have no right to osser our property. So the Gemara explains, Elam Midepalchu Yisrael Le'egel, from the point when the Jews started worshipping the Egel Zav in the Midbar, it became clear at that point that they very much loved and embraced Avodah Zarah. And once that happened, so when the non-Jews started worshipping the trees in Eretz Yisrael, while we were in the Midbar, during that time, we loved Avodah Zarah at that point. So they started worshipping Avodah Zarah in our land, while we were not there yet, as our shlichus. How shlichus works, you could ignore it for now, shlichus, and therefore they ossered it as a shliach of the Jews who were worshipping Avodah Zarah at the time in Egel Zav. So the Gemara said, Hachanami, so therefore bring back to our case of the brick, a Yisrael Shezak of Levena, when he puts a brick upright, Galadaita, he makes it clear, the Nichalei Bavodah Shechavim, he likes Avodah Zarah, so therefore when the non-Jew bows down to it, he's doing it, B'shlichas v'chi asa ovi kachavim, u'pachlo l'shlichusa didei kavit. He's doing it as shlichas for the non-Jews. Gemara now says, the Dilma, be'egel de Nichalei, lehu b'midiach menilo, maybe they only like to do the Egel Zav. But how does that know that they were okay with all other types of Avodah Zarah, with the worshipping trees and whatnot? The Gemara says, based on the Pasuk tells us, Eila Elohecha Yisrael, these are your gods. It says in Elohim, it says, many gods, not just the Egel Zav, but they were comfortable with all types of worshipping of Avodah Zarah. Melamed She'ivu Le'elohos Harbe, that they very much desired many types of gods. So whether it was an Asherah tree or an Egel Zav, it was all Bechlal, their Avodah Zarah, and would become Aser. So then the Gemara says, Ema kol debahade Egel nitasru, but mikam elach nishtaru. Maybe only the worshipping that happened during the time of the Egel Zav is Aser. But after that point, when Klai Yisrael did tshuva from the Egel Zav, any point afterwards that they did, that the Goyim did for us in Avodah Zarah, the Goyim rather worshipped the trees in Eretz Yisrael for us, that shlichus doesn't work anymore. Meaning only up until Avodah Zarah of Egel Zav were we satisfied with Avodah Zarah. But after we did tshuva, any additional Avodah that the non-Jews did shouldn't create an Isser in Eretz Yisrael, because it's no longer a shlichus, because we don't want to do Avodah Zarah anymore. Gemara says, Man Mochich, meaning you're right, but who's going to show us which trees they worshipped pre-Egel Zav, which ones were worshipped post-Egel Zav, and therefore, since we don't know, we have to burn all the Asherah trees. The interesting discussion here, the Toras Chaim brings out, the Rashba has a tshuva that apparently was very common back in his day, that on the eighth day of Pesach, that the last day of Pesach, the non-Jews would drop off chametz packages in the Jewish courtyards. They liked them. They wanted them to have something to make Havdalah on, something to break their fast on, to break the chametz fast on. They used to drop these packages of chametz in the courtyards last day of Pesach. So it became a shaila. Kinyan chatzer, my chatzer, is kona anything that drops into my property. So now I'm violating an issur of chametz on Pesach. How does that work? So Rashba says a very interesting din, that even though normally a person can be kona davar issur, if he doesn't want to be konit, he has kavana, that he's not going to acquire the chametz, it doesn't work. So that's what they say here. He brings a rai from this gemara here, that the only reason why the Asherah trees in our backyard in Eretz Yisrael was aser, only because we wanted to, because we did the Egel Zav, so we nichalei all the Avodah Zarah. Had it not been nichalei, so then even though they did Asherah trees in our backyard, in our chutz, in Eretz Yisrael, it would not have been acquired by us, and would not have been Aser. So that's the interesting raya about kinyan chatzer on a davar iser. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now as follows: Avodas kochavim shenichua ovdea b'shas shalom mutaris. Let's say a non-Jew was worshipping avodah zara, and shas shalom was a time of peace, and he decided to leave it behind. He had no reason to run anywhere. It was shas shalom. If he left it behind, that was a clear indication that he wasn't interested in it anymore, and it's mutter, it's bato. But let's say b'shas mechama, it's a war, and he has no place to hide things. He's in a rush. He's trying to save his life. So then it's asura. We can't assume he left it because he was mevatel it. He left it because he was running for his life, which means that the avodah zara still remains us. Then the Mishnah says, "Bimosios shemlochem hare elu mutaros mipnei shemamidin osa b'shas shemlochem ovdim." These little pillars that they used to put idols on top of as the king would walk through the streets. You know, they have these pillars, they put a statue here and a statue here. They'd only place it on the pillars as the king would walk through. Those are actually going to be mutter. So the Gemara is going to explain, what does that mean, mutter? Because they put it on the pillars when the kings walk through, that's dafka why it's mutter. So the Gemara is going to clarify in just a moment. Says the Gemara now, Amar, Rabbi Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Amarav, Beis Nimrod, Harehi Kavodos Chochavim. So Beis Nimrod, the house of Avodah Zarah, Rashi explains in Migdal Shebanu Dor Haflaga, that Migdal, the tower that they built, they built it for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. Nimrod, of course, was the king. Even though that Migdal was in the base of Avodah Zarah, it's mutter, and it's considered as if they left it alone as a Shas Shalom. They just walked away, Shas Shalom, which we said, according to the Mishnah, we could assume it was Batum. The Haflagav, even though when a Kadosh Baruch Hu dispersed them throughout the world, that was considered kishas mechama dami, like a war, a big battle. So shouldn't that be shas mechama? And we said when you leave Avodah Zarah behind shas mechama, it remains aser. Gemara says no, because ibay lemehadar hadar. They could have went back had they wanted to, and it was considered shas shalom from the fact midelo hadar, since they chose not to return back to Migdal. Batula Batla must have been that they're Mevatel, the Migdal, and therefore is Mutter. Then the Gemara says, Bimisoyos, Bimosios, Shamlachim, these pillars of the kings, Hare Elu Mutaris, these are Mutter. So Gemara explains, Vichimipne Shemamidim Osa Beshash Shamlachim over Mutarim? Because you use the pillars to place idols on top of while the kings walk through, that makes a Mutter? That should be why it's Aser. I mean, if you put the Avodah Zarah on the pillars while the kings walk through, that's a reason to make them usher because of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara explains no. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hachikamar. Mipnei Shemamidin Oso B'Shasr Mlochim Over Mumlochim, and Mumlochim Manichin Derech Zu, V'Hochin B'Derech Acheres. What it means to say, since they only use them when the kings walk through, and never again, that's why they're mutter. It's a one-time use. Apparently the kings would only walk on one path. They would never repeat the same derech, or at least it would be pretty infrequent, and therefore the pillars could be assumed to be mutter. Gemara now says, let's finish the Amud here. Ki asa ulo, when ulo came, yasav abimsa pigima. There's a little pillar that had been chipped off. He was sitting on top of it. So Amar le Rav Yehuda, leula, v'ha Rav Shmuel, damri tevaya, both of them hold, bimus shenifkam asr. If a pillar was broken, was chipped, it's still asr. How are you allowed to sit on top of this bimus? V'afilu l'man damar, even the one who holds, ein ovdim l'shvarim, that when it comes to an actual statue, if it's broken, if you assume that you don't worship broken pieces of a statue, that's honey me, that's only when it comes to avodas chochavim dezile be milsa, the miflech l'shvarim. No one worships broken pieces of avodah zarah. That's the avodah zarah itself that's been broken. It's mutter once broken. Aval hai loich basle, the pillar, the stand that holds the statue, who cares if it's chipped? No one's worshipping the actual pillar. So if it's chipped here and there, it still remains aser as a mishamish for Avodah Zarah. So how could you go ahead and sit on the bimus even though if it's chipped, it's still aser? So it comes along, he responds back, says, Ula, Amarle, man yav lan ma'afer the Rav Shmuel, m'lan einayu. Who's forcing us to take the dirt of Rav and Shmuel, place him in our eyes? Meaning, we don't pass like Rav and Shmuel. I hold like another opinion, ha, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokish, Damar Tobiah. They both hold the opposite. Bimus shenifka mutter. They hold that if this pillar gets chipped, it's actually mutter, and that's who I pass like. And take it a step further. Vafilu man damar, even the opinion who holds, ovdin l'shvarim, that you do worship broken parts of a statue, hanemile avodas kochavim, that's only if the avodah zar itself splits up, dechemin de palchi zilbe milsa libetula. Since this statue once had been worshipped, even though it's now chipped, it was a zilbe milsa, it's disgraceful to ignore it now. So you want to still worship it even when it's bishvarim. Aval hani shakli lahayu umaisi bimus achrina. But a pillar, who needs the pillar? If this one chips, you bring a replacement. They're very dispensable. So who cares about the... So the moment it's been chipped, they'll just replace it, and therefore this bimus no longer has any iser status to it. Gemara now says, Tanu kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, a brisa supports their opinion. It says, bimus shenifkam mutter, and mizbeach shenifkam Aser, Ajinitetz, Rubo. The lach is a bimos that's been broken off, you would say mutter, but if it's a mizbeach that gets broken, that mizbeach is still aser until you've broken most of the mizbeach. Heichidami bimos, heichidami mizbeach. What's the difference between these two things? Amar Rav Yaakov, Ar-Idi, Amar Rav Yochanan, bimos is Evan Achas, and mizbeach of Anam Harbi. Bimos is one stone, and mizbeach is multiple stones. Okay, should we stop here, or... Let's stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos. Ricky, welcome back. Have a safe trip. We'll see you in
how long? In the month.